Oh, city by the mighty dirty river, city by the greasy rolling sea, I crawl so small and it stands so tall, and it all belongs
to me. Welcome to Joe's apartment. It's our apartment too. We've been around for 100 million years and we'll be here long after you. Let's go to our place. It's a great big space. It's where I wanna be, where friends all meet.
You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment here on KPHX 1480 AM. It's the joint. It's a gas. It's a great big bootin. Dave's here. Raise your glass. It's Breakthrough Entertainment's Bug Show.
And that's how you introduce me, as a Bug Show.
Yeah. Welcome to Joe's apartment.
And I got here. I want to.
I couldn't
tell
hear
everyone.
Myself.
I don't drive, so it's not my fault.
Oh, we're so glad. Anyone,
but
you're our guest.
Who's fault?
I'm the guest
it?
Today. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Dave.
We're all undressed.
Been a while.
We're all undressed, Greg. And we welcome you to live from KPHX Studios here in Phoenix.
Hey, now you sound like me.
Not exactly like
no,
you.
No, not exactly.
There's more lenses in that room training than the Hubble telescope.
I know.
Has.
Why has everyone got glasses on? We're a bunch of four eyes. Oh, I'm learned something from sensitivity training. I can't. All right.
It helps a lot because with contacts and allergies and this crazy weather, my eyes get weird. So I picked up a new pair of glasses because my old pair didn't look as fashionable. It's kind of similar to your shape in a way.
You guys are both sporting Oakleys now.
Huh? I have a question.
No Oakleys for me. No,
oh,
I
on.
Go
got,
that
you,
high.
You need to go. Oh.
But of course, you need to make sure you have good vision while you drive. So our good friend Alexander Malis, Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Go to alexandersautorepair.com. And any service you need before you take a last-minute road trip before summertime is over.
How about cockroaches in the gas tank? Does he take care of that?
Maybe? I'm sure he would.
And maybe like ants.
How
like
do they get
infestation
in the gas tank?
People
might put them in there, or they might crawl in there.
As a joke?
I don't know.
Sugar in the gas tank?
Hey, I have a question, Eric and Joseph.
Yes?
How come you didn't say welcome back?
Welcome back, Dave. I haven't seen you in a year.
Okay. You didn't say it.
He didn't notice you were missing.
Oh, that's great.
I kind of enjoyed it without you here.
No. To say welcome, I was going to say welcome back refers that you're welcome.
No, I think you need to be here, Dave, because it gets out of hand.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
I knew it, yeah. I agree.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, we'll see. Anyway.
Wait, who owns this network?
No, it is.
That would be you.
It is Breakthrough Entertainment's Bug Show. We're going to have a great time today. All joking aside, we've got some great guests planned for you, including, first of all, why is it our Bug Show?
Because of Ant-Man.
Yes. And also.
Or Uncle. I'm not sure. What? Was it
it's
Ant-Man
Uncle.
Or?
Uncle Man. No.
Man from Uncle, remember that?
No, we're not going to review that one.
Yeah, we'll see. Do too. That was a good one.
All right. Well, by the way, that was Joe's Apartment from Joe's Apartment, the movie. And who was singing, Eric?
Unknown.
I put it as unknown, but you were telling me in my ear, Richard Cheese.
I'm thinking it's Richard Cheese.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's a guess.
Yeah, possibly. Well, it was great. One of my favorite movies on my list of maybe top 50 movies of all time. Definitely Joe's Apartment's way up there. But we are celebrating.
Really?
You didn't like it? Seriously?
No, I
top
never saw 50?
It. Top 50? Maybe top 25.
You sure you
something?
Don't mean like a top 50 movie starring Jerry O'Connell?
No.
Wow, Joe's Apartment.
It's a great movie. I love that. And you know what? They never released the soundtrack for it. Yeah, great movie. MTV, too. But yeah, we are celebrating the release of Ant-Man. You are correct, Dave.
How many points do I get?
We're not playing games.
You
we'll
get
do,
a Jamba
we'll do
Juice.
Some exercises later.
Yeah.
You can have
that's a story I might want to talk about.
Okay, we can talk about that in a moment. But
no Jamba Juice.
One of our guests is our featured guest today. By the way,
the song was sung by Funky Towel.
No, Funky Towel is another song that they sing. We're all of our songs today are songs from bug movies.
All right, so you got that covered.
Yes. But entomologist Dr. Brian Fisher from the California Academy
What's
of
an
Sciences.
Entomologist
is someone who studies bugs.
Bugman.
Yes, Bugman. Basically, Ant-Man. What
spelled
Ant-Man
E-N-T
would be
instead of ant, entomologist.
Entomologist.
Yeah.
Oh, ha-ha. See, let me do the jokes, okay?
Okay.
Let me do the ant jokes. I'll do those.
I'm
in a couple
waiting.
You're gonna like them.
Yeah, let Joseph do the jokes. He'll be laughing way more.
Oh yeah. Let's hear.
And writer director Chris Swanberg will be joining us on behalf of the movie Unexpected. It opens next week.
I saw that.
Yeah. So I'm sure you have plenty of questions for her.
Is he related to Joe?
She.
Oh, Chris she Swanberg, related to
and
Joe.
And she is. She okay. is. Who's Joe Swanberg, who has been on our show before as well.
Absolutely.
Who's Joe?
From Your Next.
Yeah.
And next?
Not my cat, but the movie.
Oh. Yeah. And the director of Drinking Buddies. Right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, good guy.
What did he name the brother cat, by the way? You're dead?
I had a name for him, but I forget what it was.
Yeah,
at the
yeah,
moment.
You're first.
You're first. That's good. And also actress Sarah Dugdale, on behalf of the movies Sugar Babies, Sorority Murder, and
she's
Stolen
a cutie
Daughter.
Pie,
yeah, she's very. She's. Mm, very
I love cute. Sugar Babies.
She's from.
You
oh, you'd love her.
What's her name?
Dugdale.
Sarah Dugdale.
She's I'll have cute. To Google that.
She likes
from
to change
Canada.
Her hair. Yeah, she's from Canada. And also, we will be reviewing a few other movies in addition to Ant-Man, Joe Dirt 2, Beautiful Loser. Did you see that, Dave?
I did not see The Beautiful Loser.
All right. Lila and Eve.
I did see Lila, not Eve.
You did see Lila
and
Eve.
No, not Dugdale.
No. Dugdale? What?
How do you spell her last name?
Dugdale.
That's what I thought, but it's not coming up.
She's not, really? Go
she's,
to
she's on IMDb.
Check your email, Eric.
And say, oh, yeah.
Is she emailing me?
No, I emailed you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been busy.
Well, and Safe Flight starring Greg's friend Evan Peters.
Okay, very good.
Yes, and Juno Temple, which I'm sure you wish that she was your friend. But she's always playing a prostitute, so I don't know.
Yeah,
oh, he knows
might
her.
Be expensive.
Oh, that, no, not,
she's
not
like 3 years
a
old.
Prostitute.
Oh.
What?
She's like looks like she's 3 years old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah
three?
Yeah, creep, well,
okay, 12.
Three?
12?
Three. Who three. Looks three? She's if someone looks three.
No. Three.
And,
she's got some eyebrows on her, too.
Oh.
A unibrow there.
Well, there went that interview with her.
Should I make coffee?
Yes, please make coffee. Apparently,
sure.
We need it.
I didn't say eyebrows are bad.
Are they good?
They're good.
How depends
about,
who they're
how about
on.
Lily Collins. Or, Lily
Collins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eyebrows.
Those are eyebrows.
Kathleen has eyebrows.
I think a lot of people have eyebrows.
Dave, that's, you have eyebrows.
I do.
Oh. Hey,
Greg, I don't know about you, but Joseph, you have eyebrows.
I do.
I can't see Greg's eyebrows because he's wearing these
sunglasses
all the time.
It covers half his forehead.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, I mean, aren't those the ones that like transition in the sun?
He used to have
no,
a forehead.
They're not. But thank you, though. That would have been cool.
So,
$3 more.
Yeah, there you go. I
you know what
I do have eyebrows.
His, yeah, he does have eyebrows, but you know what he used to put on his forehead?
What?
Play.
What?
Clay?
Play.
Clay who? Clay Aiken?
Play. So we used to call him four. Anyway,
play.
Next, Joseph.
Oh, God.
What? Well, okay, you know.
No, there goes the interview.
Yeah, I'm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still here, Joseph.
I'm
okay.
still here. No, I'm busy texting. Okay, this morning, one of my friends had texted me that he lost all of his contacts. And not his contacts
phone?
In his eyes. In his phone, yeah.
Yeah.
And he says,
ooh.
So who is this? And
he didn't know you?
Well, he knows me, but he didn't know the number. You know, do you know everyone's
number
by heart? Yeah, he knew the number.
Oh.
He knows the number's in his phone, but he doesn't know who it is. And so, you know, he says,
who is
this?
He didn't recognize your voice?
No, it was, he
text.
Sent me a text,
okay.
Yes. And he said, who is this? And I told him it was Jen. I said, it's Jen. We met at Hi-Fi.
Oh.
And he really believed you.
And yeah, he believes me. And now, so I'm
so
sending.
So can you read all the action that's going on?
Some of it might be too risque. He thinks. So, well, you know, there's this the graffiti crawl is next week.
Yeah.
Which we'll see if we can get some of our friends there. Maybe, you know, Bobby and Doris and anyone else who wants to go there. We
get
can get
Bobby
them to the,
there? You want Bobby there?
Maybe.
Oh, and
we'll
Doris,
see.
Yeah.
Doris and her sports
wonder what
bra.
She looks
and,
like.
Oh, wow. Maybe Doris and Bobby can hook up.
Khakis. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if they show up at the bar crawl, but at the graffiti crawl, but
can I
so,
film that?
Yeah, let's do it next week.
No, Doris.
But so now
Bobby.
He's. I say, hey, you're you know, are you going to teach me how to play pool, babe? And you know, so and he says, hey, we don't need to go to a graffiti crawl to play pool. And
he said that.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so he
it's
really
a guy
thinks
that
you're Jen.
I'm Jen. Yeah.
Is he listening right now?
I don't think. Okay, my friends don't listen to the show really that much.
I just got
what are you talking about? You're
Shannon,
always worried about your friends
he's
hearing
now
something.
Nauseous.
Well, you know, I'm just worried about them possibly listening. But, hey, Dave.
Yes.
What medicine would you give an ill ant?
An anteater.
Antibiotics.
Oh.
hey, Greg. What? Did you cough? Oh. Are you all right, Greg? Greg,
turn your head.
Greg, what do ants use to smell good?
Anti-deodorant.
Antiperspirant would be good, too, but deodorant.
No, mine.
Oh, man. Antiperspirant. He's tricking us.
Antiperspirant, yeah. That's not going to smell good. That just reduces the sweating.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, the deodorant. No, yeah. Are you buying the wrong stuff? Is that what's wrong?
No, it's been good lately.
No, deodorant is the smell.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you say. Yeah. But the sweat helps because I'm a hairy individual and I sweat a lot.
Oh, he's trying to get women.
Wow.
That's awesome.
What? Are you going to...
The other is bad for you, I heard.
Antiperspirant?
You've heard of that, Eric?
I have not heard
of
that.
It is.
Yeah,
however,
something in the chemicals.
It like blocks your pores?
Yeah, something.
There's something they say could cause cancer, but the thing is...
Everything causes cancer.
Exactly. So I have to do the antiperspirant, and the reason is when I just did the deodorant only, an all-natural one by Tom's company, it's great deodorant, but I smelt like total crap. It was awful. So I had to go back to the antiperspirant or whatever it's called.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I smell a little better. I smell good.
Oh, wow. This is smelling
underneath my arm.
That's, just fascinating radio, I'm sure.
I'm so glad I'm not in the room with you guys.
Well, our listeners, we just lost.
Places?
Can you check, the ratings? Did we just go down way when he was talking about his armpits?
Last week, Joseph.
Oh. Yeah, we stink now.
All right. Well, what do you call a 100-year-old ant?
No, I take that back. It'll get even lower after this joke.
Oh, thank you. What do you call a 100-year-old ant besides
Dave? A centipede.
Dave? No, an antique.
Oh, jeez.
All right. I think you'll like this
one. Are you writing these?
Yeah. What? Hey, Dave, I know that you're going to get this one. What kind of ant is good at math?
Math antician.
No, an account ant.
Oh,
gosh. Why didn't you get that one? What's wrong
with
you?
Yeah, why not?
I know. Account ant.
You have a problem?
I do. That's a
disability?
Yeah, right. Dave is an account ant.
Yes, you're an account ant. Uncle. And finally, what did the Pink Panther say when he stepped on the ant?
I don't know what the Pink Panther says in general. Does he talk?
He doesn't speak.
No, he
does?
Dead ant.
Isn't that the music?
Oh, my God. They keep getting worse.
What's wrong with you?
Our ratings have
gone. Check the ratings. Is there anyone still listening, or we could just do anything now?
The online signal is dead.
The online signal died?
You have killed the online signal.
Wow.
Okay, come on, Eric. Get a joint ready. Let's go outside.
But
I don't do that, Greg.
But, Greg, you told me that you... Something happened last week on Breakthrough Sports, and you brought a clip or something.
Oh, yeah. Doris, our attorney friend, ended up getting in touch. I don't remember exactly what had happened. Well, I thought it would be kind of interesting to have that happen.
Really?
Earlier, our entertainment.
You brought this? You brought something?
I did. I thought you should hear it.
All right.
Earlier on our entertainment show, of course, we had Doris Markovic, the attorney, joining us. We have a special guest,
Who is calling me? Who is this?
This is Greg with the radio show. But now it's our sports show. With Joseph not here now, we can have a little more fun speaking with you.
Oh,
when's the
Joseph.
Last time you made love to a man?
This is a very inappropriate call.
No, I mean it.
You Greg. Called us.
You called us, though.
I will report you to the FBI and the FTC. The very inappropriate.
This is 2015. DA. But I thought you called us.
I didn't understand. I'm trying to work this new phone. I was told that I needed to get a new phone. And so I got this phone. It's a, I don't know, iPhone or something.
Oh, see, I thought you were a sports fan because you're calling in. We're talking some baseball here.
Do you have any? Do you speak with any sports celebrities? Perhaps you can connect me with them, and I can represent them for the injected testosterone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, we were talking a lot of baseball, although they've done a good job of weeding that out. So we'll see. But if there's anyone that does have any issues with that. We could have you speak to them about representing them.
Yes.
And then their careers would probably be over, and they'll go to jail for 10 years.
Why? Sir, if you're going to speak to me like this, I will not agree to be on your show any longer.
You called us.
No, I...
Were you sitting on your phone?
Oh, my goodness. I don't understand. This is David...
No, he's not.
Sir, who is this now? Is this Joseph?
No, I was mentioning Joseph is not here because this is our sports show now, but it's the same other guys that are on the other show that spoke with you earlier.
Sports? I represent one one gentleman. He bowls. He has a bowling league.
Okay. Are you a bowler?
No, I don't have the abilities. There was an accident several years ago.
You can't hold the ball?
A who ball?
The ball, so you can't hold the ball? Too heavy?
No, it's my fingers. I have arthritis.
Oh, that's horrible. Even though you accidentally called, we do appreciate you calling in. And, you know, we look forward. We'll have you on our entertainment show in the upcoming week so you can talk about some legal stuff. And,
yes.
And a way to gain clients. We're going to let you go now, though.
Thank you.
But we appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice evening.
You too. I don't know if I should say special thanks or not, but our attorney friend Doris Markovic joining us.
Somebody needs to take that phone accident. Away from
her. Yeah. I mean, I wonder how it happens. I hear people, you know, people butt dial. Things like that happen, but she is really off a rocker there with that phone. So, you know, we just got to make sure that she doesn't call the wrong people. I mean, what if she calls 911 on accident? I mean, that can cause a whole ruckus if that goes on. So, yeah, I mean, the thing there is, you know, Joseph, we thought you should hear it. We're trying to make sure everything's good with us. We didn't. Yeah. She called us, you know, so we had a little fun. It wasn't too over the top.
You don't ask people certain things.
Like what?
Hey, is that okay?
Yeah,
was
wait
okay
a minute. I was gone last week again. So did something happen again? Did you guys, are you guys
we
getting along?
We're getting along.
No, Dave,
yeah.
I fulfilled my sensitivity training classes.
You didn't go. You weren't there.
No, shut up, Joseph.
Yeah, did you guys go? It was
I went. I went.
How was it?
Oh, I was there.
You were? How was
I
it?
Got a token. I got a little graduation slip.
Oh, you did?
He didn't go. He made.
I was there.
Or is that a Freudian slip? Was it a graduation slip or Freudian slip?
Yeah, it was both.
Or did you slip?
Or was
it
Kathleen slip?
I just slipped all over.
All right. So how was it? What did you learn, Joseph? Or is that for later?
Well,
on?
We've got. Okay. So the thing is.
Yeah.
First of all, Greg.
Did Greg go?
No, Greg.
Oh, he was there.
You.
Yeah,
we never had so much fun.
We were partners.
No, okay. You know what? I brought some sensitivity training exercises from yesterday, from last night's meeting.
Oh, actually,
we don't need it. We already went.
Right.
No, you guys didn't.
That's redundancy.
All right, fine. If you think that you did it, we'll see in our third hour.
Yeah.
I will share with the exercise that you already have gone over in class.
Okay.
And if you do not do well, then obviously you didn't go.
Bring it on, Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, because really, when I travel and it's for business, and I met some people, by the way, in remote Alaska, and it's like Animal Planet where they have the Alaskans.
Did you see any polar bears?
No, I saw whales, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, I've never been to Wales.
I said hi to my ex. But the thing is, what happened was this. What?
I was at the sandbar the other night, and there was some whales there.
Oh, yeah? How were they?
Ooh, those fans.
You brought a bag? But anyway.
Biggins.
Exactly.
So,
hey, you know, that's obviously
so
not
Joseph,
sensitivity training.
So when I'm away, I expect everyone to behave or else I'll get more emails.
For the most part, it was good last week.
Yeah.
We talked with Doris about her Magic Mike experience. Obviously, you were right, Dave. She did not know what the movie was.
Oh, she enjoyed it, though.
She enjoyed it, yes. Yeah. But
she thought it was a Disney film.
Oh, wow.
She didn't think it was a Disney. She thought it was that... The now
Jesse
you see
Eisenberg.
Yeah, Jesse.
Oh, that
Eisenberg. Oh, yeah, she's so interesting. Yeah. I totally remember.
You should let her know about that he's Lex Luthor. I wonder what she's going to think of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Jake?
That should be good.
Well,
we should get her some
Jesse Eichenberg
when that comes out.
The what?
Jesse Eichenberg?
Okay.
Hey, I just have one question. It's off track, but I'll get back.
Yeah.
I did see the previews of Batman versus Superman.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm going to switch to Eric. Eric, Superman is like totally strong.
Yeah, Batman doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, how does that happen?
I think I said that on another show.
Oh,
how could that possibly be?
Yeah, does he have kryptonite in his bat ear? What?
I'm wearing a Superman shirt.
I thought you were pointing your
Well, here's why.
Chest.
Yeah.
Here's why.
So chest
as you see, the Wonder Woman, or not the Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman, Flash is in it, others.
Gal Gadot.
Plus, my take is because they, you know, Superman is framed and stuff, is that Superman probably doesn't fight as hard back because he's a good guy, but they just think he's a bad guy.
Well, so wait a minute. So they've got Batman has a posse?
The others are in it. I don't know if they're his posse or if they're
right.
Just
we don't
all
know the connection yet. Did you see the preview for Suicide Squad?
No,
that looks good.
Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
With Jared Leto.
It's the Joker.
No. Yeah, he's the Joker.
No, I did not see that.
He looks pretty creepy.
All right, so we're going to do sensitivity training.
Yeah, we've got some exercises
gone,
later because I want to test them.
Or else I won't be gone, and I'll have to take over.
Oh, you guys better do well at this, please.
And we'll start our own network, Joseph.
Okay. Well,
Eric will bring you with us.
Getting along.
No, we are. We are. But let me ask you, Dave. Is it appropriate to ask one of our guests what they're wearing?
Sure.
During the interview? Appropriate.
Okay. How about when their last?
What if we want to know what they're wearing?
No, it's never appropriate.
That's not appropriate to ask about
the
sexual partner.
We're trying to help her out. Okay, we got to decide man or woman.
You asked her twice. You asked her on the show. I remember too about, and she deflected that.
Well, she's fumbling all over the place with
because you. I listened to
the
interview back. I listened to last week's interview from the entertainment show back, and you can hear it on BreakRadioShow.com. Click on archives, and she. You confused her. She knew what she was talking about, but you,
she's easily
you and
confused.
Eric were talking about Dinosaur Park and stuff.
What?
They were tripping her up. They were like, then you got her to say some terrible things about Michael J. Fox. You were talking about Matthew J. Fox or something.
Yeah,
and Matthew Fox was from Lost.
She was the one that was saying the things wrong. She was saying their names wrong. Come on.
Yeah, we had nothing to do with it.
She was confusing her.
And that was so mean of her for saying
that
about Mr. J. Fox.
She's so confused as it is that we don't. She doesn't need much help from Greg and I.
But we are trying to help her get some action, okay? I mean, maybe that will help her out.
Maybe she doesn't want action.
I'm sure she does.
Maybe she's got cats. No,
maybe she,
nice.
was a duck. Nice.
Maybe she's got ducks too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if she got ducks, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, she should go to the doctor. If she has some ducks.
Ducks. I was telling a waitress yesterday.
Oh, I hope so.
What? She has a boyfriend. Uh-huh. I was telling her that I have a duck, and she said, "Oh, what kind of dog?" And I said, "No, a duck."
Doris?
No. What?
A waitress.
A waitress.
Oh.
What?
I haven't met
what
Doris.
Restaurant?
The barbecue place.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that.
I forget the name.
Not famous, me.
Barbecues galore.
No, in Cave Creek. I'm sure you've been there. The smokehouse.
Brian.
No,
smokehouse.
Not Brian. Smokehouse and.
Yeah, I know everybody that works there.
Oh, you do?
You do?
The girl, the one girl.
The waitress.
The one girl.
The waitress. She's
of them.
She's 22.
That's Eric's daughter.
22, blonde hair.
She's 22.
Blue
yeah,
eyes.
Blonde hair.
Blue eyes.
She's got a boyfriend.
Sorry, Greg. My oldest kid is 18 and he's male.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She's got
I thought
a boyfriend.
He was 19.
No.
He'll be 19
soon at a theater, right?
You're right. He did turn 19.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, your kid's ages.
I'm a great dad.
Wow. Well, anyway, so it'll be a fun show. We'll see if Doris calls in. We'll see if Bobby calls in. We'll see if any listeners call in at all. 602-252-1480.
Well, what happened to the waitress?
It was the whole story.
What's her name?
I don't.
You
oh,
just
Caitlin.
There though.
Caitlin.
You started. Caitlin. Oh,
Cord,
yeah.
Not Cord, Katie. Cord, Katie.
I can see that.
Katie.
Oh, Caitlin Jenner.
Yeah, I can.
No,
see
not
that.
Caitlin Jenner.
Yeah, Caitlin.
That one. Yeah. No, she was blonde.
Wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, you start the date, then he's a guy, and then you end up, like midnight, and it's like those people that change, like Batman.
That's what's going to happen with my friend
Kent
that's texting
Superman.
Me.
Yeah, except Caitlyn Jenner
you're Bruce
isn't a
and
super,
you're
superhero.
What would you do if you were on a date, Eric? And it's,
oh, I thought that
and
was
I
the
found
whole
out that it was
well,
a man.
With Joseph. Let's say Joseph.
What would
don't
I
ask
do
Joseph.
If I was on a date?
What if you were
I don't know. I would probably start with, what?
No, what I'm saying is, what if you started with Bruce and ended up with Caitlyn, or started with Caitlyn and ended up with Bruce?
If you started with Bruce and ended up with Caitlyn, there's a problem there.
Yeah, what if you started with Caitlyn?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm not into that kind of thing, but if you are, it's okay
but
with
what
me,
if he didn't
but I'm not into it,
Caitlyn
so I'd freak
was
out.
Bruce and Caitlyn, you just didn't know.
Because Caitlyn does have
and
a nice body.
And they said, I'm going to go into a telephone booth, and they come out as Bruce.
Greg.
What?
What?
You didn't. You missed that.
He said Caitlyn has a great body.
Yeah, I mean,
if you think that Caitlyn Jenner has a great body, 602-252-1480.
All right, now, the thing is, right, Eric? I mean, what if they went in, Caitlyn went into a phone booth, came out as Bruce, and what would you do? Would you end the date?
Well, if you're saying, what if you went on a date with Bruce, he went in the bathroom.
No, Caitlin. You started with Caitlin.
Okay.
And you thought it was a real girl.
And then he went into the bathroom and
she
came
went
out.
In.
You wouldn't even realize.
Okay, she went into the bathroom and
came out as Bruce.
As Bruce.
No, what would actually be better is if he started kind of playing around a little and then, whoop, what's that?
That would be better?
No.
You would enjoy that?
I'm former Olympian Bruce Jenner.
Is that what he meant?
Oh, my God,
yeah.
what the heck?
Member of the Kardashians.
What the heck?
You know what?
No, I think the oop went away, though.
The what?
The what?
Yeah, Sweden does things like that, right? The oop.
Oh, he's on. I have no idea. Well, anyway, yeah. Oh boy.
Well, that'll be.
I see what
we'll
you
wait
mean.
For Eric we'll to see what he.
Kathleen's on the phone right now. She won't go on the air.
Okay.
Dave, convince her to go on the air.
Kathleen, I haven't seen you for a long time, and I miss talking with you.
Has the whoop gone away?
Who? Yeah, it's.
She's on.
Hey, Kathleen, how are you?
Great, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. Well, it's been a long time since we've talked, and you doing well?
Absolutely. Are you?
Yes. I've been away, and these guys have, I think they're misbehaving, are they?
Kathleen actually has a gripe against Joseph.
Okay, good. Kathleen.
Well, not only are they misbehaving, but Joseph was in Cave Creek yesterday, apparently, and didn't invite us to lunch in our neighborhood.
Joseph, you should have invited to the barbecue.
Eric told me specifically to never call him about personal things.
That is untrue.
That's untrue.
Yeah. Even Dave knows that's untrue, and I don't even have to say it.
I called him and invited him to a bar crawl once, and he says you are to not use this number unless it is business related.
You didn't hear what Kathleen said. She said in your you were in her neighborhood.
No, but Eric is there too, and Eric also told him, if you ever see me in public, I don't know you.
That's very true. See? Yeah.
You guys are all liars.
Verification here.
Not you, Dave.
The sensitivity training that Eric didn't go to.
I'll need Kathleen's number, and then that way I can call her and say.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, not that kind.
Oh. Okay. So, Kathleen, when I'm away, are they behaving? Let's hear it from Kathleen. Are they behaving?
Oh, I don't even want to go there.
Oh, see, I knew it.
Why don't you come to the show for yourself?
Dave, you need to stay in town.
I know. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Yes. Right,
Eric?
We
appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, wow. And Eric, you agree with that?
Yes.
What did she say?
Which part do I agree with?
That I should stay in town and make sure they don't misbehave.
Yes, I think so. Yes.
I've got a game right now. We'll let Kathleen be our first contestant.
Okay.
Kathleen, what is Eric eating? Eric, say something with it in your mouth.
She knows what I'm eating.
What
she knows?
She put it in a bag for me.
Oh, yeah. But was there only one thing in the bag?
Yes.
Oh, then you know. Oh, what's the answer?
It's an apple.
She wins the trip to Hawaii.
Yay. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome, honey.
What do we win, Joseph?
That is sweet.
Hey, someone call in that I can call baby. 602-252-1480. I want to call someone baby.
Call Kathleen.
Okay.
Maybe your duck will call.
If Bobby
you
calls,
guys have a great show. Sense.
Kathleen, thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
You're very welcome. I appreciate all of you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You know, Eric, Kathleen is, she's just really nice, you know?
That's why I love her.
Yeah, she is. I mean, you're a lucky guy. She's beautiful. She's nice. She's sweet. She's talented. And she has compassion, and a heart.
You know what the best thing about her is?
What?
Me.
She's going to call back on that one, I'm sure.
Oh, my. Oh, he just took her
off
the hook.
But all right,
I'm just kidding. Now she won't be there when I get home.
Oh, no. She'll be there. She'll be at the barbecue place with Joseph.
And Caitlin.
The smokehouse? No, she doesn't need the smokehouse.
What would happen if Bruce Jenner came out of the phone booth?
I think he already has.
All right, we'll have to go over that later.
We need to take a break.
Oh, is it time break? Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's way past
we
break time.
We missed a segment. It's past your bedtime.
The healer touched my feeler, Dave.
Well, I hope the healer
That's
was
not
a
our
girl.
Fault.
All right, well, from Joe's apartment, the healer touched my feeler. We've been battered, and we've been scattered, we've been splattered into goo.
Never heard of that. And this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.